Bristol Myers, makers of Ipana toothpaste for the smile of beauty and Vitalis for well-groomed hair, bring you the Alan Young Show. Well, it's Friday night, and once again we take you to the little white cottage in Van Nuys, California, where we find the star of our show, that young man who is young today and young forever, Alan Young.
Better get breakfast ready. These automatic toasters are wonderful. The way they pop the toast up. I wonder if it's ready. There goes the warning signal. Darn it. Missed it. There's four pieces of bread up there. Ray Milland isn't the only guy with rye in the chandelier. Every morning, gotta get breakfast at Jonathan Mildew. I wonder what I should serve with the eggs. What goes well with eggs?
To be or not to be, that's the question.
That's it, ham.
Good morning, me lad. It's a fine spring morning. Just think, in a few days it will be April.
Yeah, April. Another month's rent is due.
So what, me lad?
So what, we gotta pay it or the landlady will throw us out?
Oh, don't be silly, me boy. You cannot be dispossessed in California. If they throw you out of the house, along comes a woman driver and knocks you back in.
Stop stalling, Jonathan. You've got to pay your share of the rent.
Well, my boy, I don't happen to have the cash, but I'll give you one of me personal checks.
No, thanks. You gave me one of your personal checks last month.
Are you trying to imply that Jonathan Mildew's checks are no good? Do you dare insinuate that I would give you a check that did not have cash behind it? That Jonathan Mildew is nothing but a cheat and a fraud?
Yeah.
Well, don't let her get around.
Jonathan, what do we tell the landlady when she gets here?
Well, leave it to me, my lad. Jonathan Mildew knows how to handle women. Huh? In the words of Kipling, a woman is nothing but a rag, a bone, and a hank of hair.
Is that all a woman is? A rag, a bone, a hank of hair?
That's right, my boy.
Why is Earl Carroll so crowded?
Well, leave everything to me, Alan. As long as we have a woman to deal with, Jonathan Mildew can handle the situation.
Well, I wonder who that is so early, huh? Yes, what can I do for you? You got the wrong place. You're looking for Inner Sanctum.
No, I'm looking for Alan Young.
Alan Young? Well, I'm Alan Young. Who are you?
I'm your new landlord.
My new landlord?
Yes, I just bought this place. My name is Mr. Bloodstone.
Mr. Bloodstone?
Yes.
Won't you come in? Won't you come in?
All right.
Here, let me take your hat, coat, and whip. I mean your cane.
I came here to talk about your rent. Your old landlady was easygoing, but you'll find Mr. Bloodstone means business.
Yeah. Oh, Jonathan.
I'll see you later, my lad. I must rehearse me Shakespeare. Yeah.
Mr. Bloodstone, you seem like the type of landlord who wants to be paid right on time.
That's right. I'm a mean old skinflint and I want my money. I just tossed an old lady out into the streets because she didn't pay her rent.
That's a terrible thing to do, Mr. Bloodstone. Suppose that poor old lady had been your mother.
She was.
Well, you won't have any trouble with me, Mr. Bloodstone. Good old Mr. Bloodstone.
Mr. Young, you will find me a hard man.
Hard or soft, I'll find any kind of man you want.
Don't try to get on my soft side because I haven't got one. Huh? I remember I'll be back on the